It's the most fun you can have in the morning, I'm telling you. In the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, October 28th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the University of Michigan finds its footing with a night game against the Irish in Ann Arbor, but does it really mean anything, or was it just a fluke? After watching Ohio State, does it really matter anyway? Number two, can you believe there is snow in the forecast? I'm telling you, it's true. The first real signs of Halloween are coming with a frightful bit of regularity. I've frozen my tail off out trick-or-treating with my kids more times than I can care to recall. And number one, we're on the road to find answers about what the changes in auto no-fault will mean to you. The new law was signed by Governor Whitmer earlier this year, but many are now concerned they were sold something that is not good for them. It's all part of the Auto No Fault Reality Tour continuing this hour and continuing this week. Tomorrow, we'll be on the road again in Troy. So don't miss any of this. It's all to get you all the information you can. We'll get to that. But first, the end of the line for the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, blows himself up whimpering and crying, according to the president. Sadly, the coward killed three of his own kids in the blast as well. This happened in western Syria. U.S. Special Forces went in to a compound that had been under surveillance for a couple of weeks. A firefight ensued. Eight helicopters had done. A lot of specificity from the president on the operation. And they went in and they chased him down and he fought back, but he got a suicide vest on, did Baghdadi, and ran down a cave, but it turned out to be a dead end. No place to go. No place to hide, no place to go. And he blew himself up with three kids. The president, rightfully quite pleased with the outcome of the operation, which he watched in the Situation Room with Vice President Pence and others. And here's part of what he told people. We're going to go to bite number seven. Here's part of what he said yesterday during the announcement of the death of Baghdadi. Bite seven, go.
We were in the compound for approximately 2 hours, and after the mission was accomplished, we took highly sensitive material and information from the raid, much having to do with ISIS, origins, future plans, things that we very much want. Baghdadi's demise demonstrates America's relentless pursuit of terrorist leaders and our commitment to the enduring and total defeat of ISIS and other terrorist organizations.
And I might remind you that Baghdadi was in American custody, released by the Obama administration at the end of 2009, he was. And 4 years later, created what would become ISIS, or ISIL, if you prefer. If you prefer, that's what the former president liked to call them. And by the way, Ilhan Omar, right after the election in 2016, asked a judge for compassion on ISIS recruits. The nine Minnesota men that were charged with planning to join ISIS, she begged for them to be treated, you know, fairly. Fairly. Right. Keep that in mind. By the way, it took an unusual alliance. An unusual alliance to pull off this military operation. And the president spent a lot of time praising the U.S. soldiers, airmen, and naval military personnel because it was the American military that made this possible, obviously, with their professionalism. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, all pulling it off. Men and women both, of course. And here's what Trump said about the alliance, what it took to make it happen. Bite eight, go.
Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying. This raid was impeccable and could only have taken place with the acknowledgement and help of certain other nations and people. I want to thank the nations of Russia, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq. And I also want to thank the Syrian Kurds for certain support they were able to give us.
A whole host of folks making it possible. Alliances with different groups. to pull off this attack. And it wasn't just enough for the president. You heard him say he was a coward running and crying, a point that the president emphasized time and again, because he wants to make sure that the terrorists are humiliated for what they've done. These are the same folks who would dress up in orange and behead American citizens and citizens of England and elsewhere, and would saw their heads off, basically, in these really, these incredibly gruesome videos. And so the president had to make the point that he was a coward running and crying. And he wrapped it up this way because the point that he's making is that the terrorists have been humiliated. They've been hunted down and humiliated. Bite 9, check it out.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. The world is now a much safer place. God bless America. Thank you.
He died like a dog. He died like a coward. A coward that would attack. You know, and story today from Fox News, the mother of a aid worker that was murdered and allegedly raped by Baghdadi is saying now that if President Obama had been as decisive as President Trump has been, her daughter, Kayla, might still be alive. Kayla Mueller died in the hands of ISIS, a humanitarian aid worker from Prescott, Arizona. She was captured, leaving a hospital in Aleppo, Syria, during that nation's civil war in 2013. Believed to have been tortured and raped by al-Baghdadi himself until she died some 18 months later. And she says if Obama had acted decisively, her daughter would still be alive. But I suppose you can't blame the president for not getting there in time. Yeah, I don't know all of the facts. I'm just telling you what this woman's belief is. And now, of course, you've got the left complaining because the president did not tell Nancy Pelosi or House leaders about the raid in advance. And he said the reason, pretty simple, too many leaks. Can't trust it. Too many leaks. Too many leaks in Washington. Too dangerous. Not going to do it. And how can you blame him with all the leaks that are going on in Washington? Of course, the Democrats will continue to pursue their impeachment inquiry behind closed doors in secret. That's the whole plan here. But as you look at what has happened in Syria with the death of Baghdadi, this is an important step. It's an important milestone. It's just as big and every bit as important as the death of Osama bin Laden, because it means the death of ISIS for the most part. And he was in Western Syria. Why? He was negotiating a merger with other terrorist groups at the time of his death, according to many reports coming out now. So this is a critical event for national security and the destruction of ISIS. Now, will there be other terrorist groups coming? Of course there will. But it's an important victory for the United States today. 14 after, the road trip continues after this. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, We can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council on Education,